move back into our commission meeting then, out of Board of Equalization. Consider amending fairground use fees. Colton, I think what we're doing here on the fairground use fees is we're adding the word track to our fee structure so that when an organized event wants to use the track, that's part of the cost then. Is that right?
Yes, that's the way I understand it.
So it's just one word addition to the fee structure, basically.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll make that motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Moved and seconded that we add that and amending our fee structure for the fairgrounds. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes then. So from now on, it'll have that word track added to that cost for that particular event deal there. So
thank you. Where are you at? What are you doing?
we're trying to work through this.
We're at 2:30.
Yeah, we're 2:30. We told sign of people to come early.
Where are you talking about track? The word track. That's what I'm asking.
On the policies for the fairgrounds, it showed arena.
The fee schedule.
On the fee schedule thing. Yeah. It didn't have the track. They had the arena.
So where are you?
On their fee schedule, where does that come in?
The outdoor track right at the very bottom. Have you got it? Was you moving that up somewhere else, or was you doing? Is that all you're doing?
So it is on there.
That was just added.
That was just added.
Okay,
just
so
added.
It is.
But this is the ad.
Yes.
But you don't have a fee yet. You're still kind
of this top copy is what we've added.
Okay, so the top half is what you're using.
Yeah.
And as far as the amount,
adopting the new fee schedule.
Correct. That's the one on top is a new document.
As far as the amount, Colton's going to track it for a couple of months.
Yep. Okay.
So you'll be coming back with an actual number.
Yeah.
It was moved and seconded, and it was passed unanimously. Okay. And so.
They made a couple other changes up here too, moving taking the day rate off the deposits and whatever, making them so there are
clarifying changes.
Just track.
So then moving to the agenda item about use of the fairgrounds requested to us by Farm Bureau.
After Malcolm enlightened us that it is a nonprofit and they're set up that way, make the motion that we allow, put them on the list to use it.
It's a different entity.
Yeah.
It's not the insurance.
There's Farm Bureau Financial Services and then there's Farm Bureau, and they are different entities.
So their request to use the fairgrounds, we're gonna honor that request and use.
Okay.
All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes. Request for donation from the Sevier County Community Theater Association for 2026.
And we do that every other year, and in the past we've done 3,000 for them to use for the play.
And I think that's what they didn't change their request.
Okay.
Same request as it's always been, so I accept a motion to that effect then. So
I'll make a motion to approve the request for Sevier County Community Theater.
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve that request for donation. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed nay. That motion passes. Now we'd like to invite the Salina Mayor Beach and Brock and anyone else would like to come. You've got several members. You've got Kevin, you've got Kathy. If you want to just bring bring three extra chairs to come up. And you happen to be the last item on our agenda, so we're ready to have you talk about it. So. Salina City is making an application for a grant for their BMX track, and that application required a match.
Well, not BMX. Motocross.
Motocross, yeah.
There will be BMX track there.
Okay.
It's mostly motocross and NICA track.
I'm glad you're here. Make sure we're doing it right. So.
Yeah, it's a whole complex. There's going to be multiple events.
And we've all looked at this map, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so, looks like a pretty inclusive kind of a, you know, it's going to cover a lot of things there, right? But why don't you give us the pitch then, and we can, we'll take it from anyone who'd like to step forward.
Everybody's looking at each other.
So me being elected this recently, they've been working on this for quite a while. And this is, these guys have put a lot of work into it. I just kind of came in.
You take the credit for it, Mayor. Just take the credit for it.
So I can't. Fully support it. I did fully support it. But
yeah, well, that's a big part of it.
These guys have been working on it a lot longer, so they can let them pitch it.
Yeah. So Salina City, a couple years ago, well, this has been kind of a vision for Salina City for quite some time. But a couple years ago, they got some grant funding to purchase around 80 acres of trust land right next to the Blackhawk with the intention of putting a motocross / mountain bike / mud racing / mini pit bike. Anyway, a complex for motocross and biking and everything like that, right? And so with that, they purchased the land. Then we were able to get some funding to do a design and feasibility study.
Was that the stuff that came in October with that funding?
Yeah, okay. Which is almost completed. But part of that study gave us that schematic, those designs that you see in front of you there. And so the next step is for Salina to pursue funding. Now, we know this is a long-range project, right? The full build-out of what we envision will take some time, take some resources. But in the immediate, the steps are, we've applied for several pots of funding. We'll continue to do so until we fully build this out. But what we believe that, this will be not only a Sevier County asset, but a regional asset. The intention is to benefit both residents, non-residents, bring events in. We've already had some partners commit to bringing motocross races into the area. And obviously, Salina City with some finite, limited resources would love to have some support from the county financially as part of matching at least this first step, right? And we believe that would be an appropriate allocation, and we think that it would benefit the county and all residents of Sevier. So,
and we appreciate the letter that was sent to us requesting that. So we have a formal letter requesting the $150,000 $150,000 from the county to go toward that match that's needed. Then, so
yep. If that's the amount we're asking for this go round. For an application that we put in to help build this thing, so $150,000 would do wonders.
Any questions from the commissioners?
No, just as we look at this, you look at Sevier County, Utah Trails Country. We are that's what we want to be. This fits hand in glove with it. It's what we want to be. It'll bring in potential massive amounts of rec, people coming for the weekends and leaving. It'd be a great thing for that area, to solidify some sort of a rest, even help on the restaurant scene, hotel scene, all those kinds of things which help our county, help our area. And so we see the value of it, and I fully support this.
I accept a motion to approve the request then at this point, so.
I'll make a motion to support Salina City's motocross track project and the funding from Sevier County for $150,000.
And wouldn't you like to go on record to be the second?
I'd let you be second. I don't care.
I'll second it.
Yeah. And with that motion and second, I'll just call for vote then. And all favors say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That request is approved. So.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Help us.
Motion to adjourn.
We're adjourned.
Okay, while you're right there, we've got